Hey, this is Charlotte from PleasureMechanics.com. Welcome to this week's Just the Tip, an episode of the Speaking of Sex podcast. Each Wednesday, we share a provocative or fascinating excerpt from one of our favorite resources about sex and relationships, and then have a short conversation about it. At the end of each episode, we offer you a tip or a challenge for you to explore in your life. If you want deep, penetrating conversation, keep tuning in to our Friday episodes. But for thrilling quickies, we're bringing you Just the Tip each Wednesday. Today, we're going to be focusing on cunnilingus, oral sex, going down on her. I am going to read to you from a fantastic book about cunnilingus. Ian Kerner is poetic, passionate, and deeply engaged in what makes for excellent oral sex for women. His book, She Comes First, is the best-selling sex advice book of the last decade and has been translated into more than a dozen languages. He's a New York Times best-selling author, an LMFT, a PhD, and a licensed psychotherapist, as well as a nationally recognized sexuality counselor. So this book I'm going to read to you from is really an excellent book on the subject. And you can get the book for free on Audible. I'll tell you about how you can do that at the end of the episode. I'm going to read to you from two different parts. Firstly, from his Cunnilingus Manifesto. And then the next part is about technique. He has lots on technique, but this is really about one way to start cunnilingus, how to begin the process. So here goes. His Cunnilingus Manifesto. In the cunnilingus revolution, we cannot underestimate the insidious forces of fear, shame, and ignorance. A woman may be deeply conflicted when it comes to receiving cunnilingus, and the experience may be fraught with anxiety. Who knows for sure what emotional baggage she may carry? Take nothing for granted. There's an utter nakedness to cunnilingus, a vulnerability that we must respect and honor. She is exposing herself to be seen, smelled, tasted, and observed firsthand. She is permitting the exploration of a part of her body that she herself may find unfamiliar and mysterious. She may think her vulva is ugly, unkempt, unpredictable in its secretions, odoriferous and strange. She may insist on making love in the dark, literally and figuratively. As cunnilinguists, we need to be committed, steadfast, and confident in our resolve. If she senses that we are the least bit ambivalent, insincere, or impatient, then our efforts will be for naught. Only by inspiring trust will you lull her into a deeper, more instinctive zone of the self, a place where she can shed all inhibition and surrender herself to the soft, warm wetness of your tongue. To that end, the three assurances of the Cunnilingus Manifesto are as follows. 1. Going down on her turns you on. You enjoy it as much as she does. 2. There's no rush. She has all the time in the world. You want to savor every moment. 3. Her scent is provocative, her taste powerful. It all emanates from the same beautiful essence. Communicate these three assurances physically and verbally. Repeat them over and over in every possible way. Say them, show them, embody them. Be strong, be understanding. If she has issues, fears, talk your way through them. Work your way through the anxiety. Lead her to a breakthrough. Be one of the good guys. Take one small lick for man, one giant lick for mankind. Cunnilinguists of the world, unite. The revolution is upon us. Viva la vulva! Isn't that wonderful? Such passion. Now we're going to move into the technique. This is from his chapter, Establishing Rhythm. A make and break moment. Your first kiss, and he means oral kiss here, your first touch of the tongue to vulva. Your first kiss will leave her wanting more. It's time to show her that you can go the distance. Now is a make or break moment, or as you'll soon see, a make and break moment, a critical juncture when many men make the mistake of sprinting for the finish line instead of pacing themselves to run a marathon. Cunnilingus is all about the balance between movement and stillness, the counterpoint of action and reaction. To that end, a flat, still tongue pressed softly, later firmly, into her vulva will prove to be one of your most powerful positions. Make sure that the interval between licks is long enough to let each one resonate fully and completely. Like calling out her name in a tunnel or cave, wait until the echo has completely subsided before calling out once again. Later, as the momentum builds to a peak, action and reaction will overlap until they become virtually indistinguishable. But for now, that's a way off. Feel your tongue against her vulva. Let your respective nerve endings find one another and conjoin in embrace. See and feel your tongue fusing with her vulva. And then break the contact. Your tongue should completely disconnect from her vulva for a split second, causing the slightest of tremors in her pelvis, an almost imperceptible shudder of shock from the loss of your tongue. Then make contact again. As with the first kiss, take a long, slow lick from top to bottom and lushly brush against her clitoral head with the flat, broad side of your tongue. Then once again, maintain a flat tongue against her vulva. Don't press too hard and don't favor any one particular part. It's this breaking and making of contact between tongue and vulva that allows the buildup of sexual tension and will ultimately demand release through orgasm. Get a rhythm going, long, slow lick, flat, still tongue, long, slow lick, flat, still tongue. Each complete set should last about 10 seconds, with 5 seconds on the lick and 5 on the flat embrace of tongue against vulva. Repeat this pattern for about 3 minutes, or 15 to 20 complete sets. Tongue tip. As you get more familiar with this routine, use your hand to push up against her mons pubis for the lick. This tightens her vaginal entrance and brings her labia close together. And then release when you lay your tongue flat against her vulva. Be alluring. Now avoid the head. Next, vary the routine with small halfway licks from bottom to mid-vagina, avoiding the area of the clitoral head altogether. Focus on stimulating her inner labia. This way you're not overexciting the head. Remember how sensitive it is. You're teasing it, gently coaxing the head out from under its protective clitoral hood by switching your tongue strokes from light, repetitive licks that gently graze her to deeper halfway licks that now avoid her altogether. He goes on to say, play the numbers. Go back to your halfway licks. Start with a set of 5. Then, once again, bathe the head with the soft, wet tip of your tongue. With each complete set, increase the amount of halfway licks you apply by 1 until you reach a total of 10. This routine establishes rhythm and builds sexual tension with just a hint of unpredictability. Most important, this routine acclimates the clitoral head to oral stimulation. Let's review. In this chapter, we discuss the importance of establishing rhythm and building a solid foundation, as well as exercising restraint when you might be tempted to apply rough passion. After the first kiss, lick her vaginal entrance from top to bottom, and then rest your tongue flat against the surface of her vulva. Do this 15 to 20 times. Next, lick her 5 times with halfway strokes, focusing on the labia and staying clear of the head. On the 6th stroke, finish the movement and press the soft tip of your tongue onto her head. Repeat this pattern, increasing each set of halfway licks by 1 until you get to 10. Use this routine to establish rhythm and acclimate the head to the attentions of the tongue. Whew! So that is a lot of detail about a specific technique that you could use to begin exploring the vulva and the clitoris when you want to be building her arousal. When he speaks about the head, he means the head of the clitoris, what we often refer to just as the clitoris. Earlier in the book, he talked a lot more about the anatomy, and we have a couple of podcasts that are focused on the anatomy of the clitoris and the vulva. If you want to learn more about that or brush up on your clitoral anatomy, and I'll link to them on our show notes page for this podcast. And this is podcast 184. So I just want you to take in all of that technique, let it wash over you and experiment with it. Explore some of these techniques. Of course, you don't have to get it just right, but be inspired by what you hear and try out these different methods of teasing the head of the clitoris, of exploring and not forgetting about the labia in your oral play and not rushing straight for the clitoral head. I think that's a really important piece that many of us forget. And of course, there's lots more to say about the technique of how to create a monumental experience for her during oral sex, but I'd say that's some great advice to try out, no matter how confident you feel about your skills. So explore, feel free to let me know and email me, tell me how it goes, over at pleasuremechanics.com. And you can find a link to Ian Kerner's book, She Comes First, over on the show notes page for this podcast, which is number 184. And also, if you want to get the audio version of that book for free, you can do that by going to the link audibletrial.com/pleasure, and you'll be able to sign up for Audible and get that book as a free audiobook, which is fabulous. Listen to it on the train as you commute, become a master of sex. I'll also have that link for easy clicking over on the show notes page for this podcast. And of course, if you want more great advice on how to master your cunnilingus skills, be sure to check out our Foreplay Mastery course over at pleasuremechanics.com, where we cover all sorts of techniques for how to create phenomenal pleasure for and with your woman. Use the code JUSTTHETIP for 20% off the course of your choice. I hope you have a fabulous time exploring and experimenting with these beautiful techniques. I'm Charlotte from pleasuremechanics.com, wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.